which now that I'm saying this out loud, the answer always seems to be to add fruit to beer. I'm personally a big fan of adding extra ingredients into beer. So this is me like coloring your beer opinions a little bit. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are going to indulge in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for beer beginners or for beer lovers who are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones. I am your beer guide. And this episode is going to be just a little bit scary, a little bit spooky. If you guys haven't noticed, spooky season is upon us. Nights are getting longer, leaves are changing color, and Halloween is right around the corner. So it is only fitting that today on this episode, I want to talk about spooky beer flavors. Now, when I started drinking beer, there were three main features that I tried to avoid at all costs. So that's what we're going to talk about today. How can we easily start exploring beers in a comfortable way that you think are traditionally too hoppy, too bitter, or too grainy? Let's go. No matter the flavor that you're scared of or you're trying to avoid, even if it's one we don't talk about today, the name of the game when it comes to beer is balance. We'll get into specifics in a second, but just in general, if you don't like something in your beer or you want to minimize it because you're like maybe working your way up until that flavor profile, I need you to hit that flavor with a punch from the other side of the flavor color wheel. So think back to kindergarten, right? When we have like Roy G. Biv. And if you want to make red less vibrant, you mix it with green, yellow, and purple. Like that's exactly what we're going to do today with beer. So sweet can balance with bitter, rich can balance with zippy. So you can kind of see, I'm going to give some examples. We're going to talk about my three big ones that I like to avoid, but just kind of picture that flavor color wheel. The ball is in your court, friends, and you are in control. So let's get started. The first flavor that I absolutely wanted to avoid when I started drinking beer was anything that was too hoppy. Now, of course, by this, I am talking about pale ales or India pale ales. So I'm not going to spend a ton of time chatting about these guys since we already had a whole episode on them. But a few big takeaways. When starting out with kind of that bitter realm, that hoppy pine tree realm, I'd suggest looking for an IPA that sounds like a dessert, something super sweet and something creamy. Super sugary dessert, maybe like a cream pie or a popsicle or a milkshake. That almost cloyingly sugary sweet flavor gives the hoppiness a job, and it creates this incredible adult version of your favorite childhood dessert. Now, like I said, if you want more information, like that hoppy space is something you like really makes you afraid, definitely go back and listen to the IPA episode. I believe it was episode 9. So click on back and listen, but too hoppy. I want you to balance it with sweet and it becomes a little less scary. The next one that I was totally freaked out by and was afraid of was a beer that was too bitter. Before I started drinking beer, coffee was really my only exposure to roasted bitterness. So this is different than hoppy bitterness. We're in the like roasty dark space. So only had exposure to coffee, which it really took working in corporate America for a while for me to even get to enjoy coffee as a flavor, but that's probably a totally different show. So yeah, coffee was my only exposure. Didn't like coffee, like not set up for success when it comes to darker beers. But in reality, the more bitter, roasty brews can be so indulgent and luxurious if you balance them properly. So to overcome this fear, I want you to look for a beer that includes a flavor traditionally paired with chocolate. So a few examples would be peanut butter, because it has kind of that salt to cut through, or a juicy red fruit like cherry or raspberry. any of these options, and there's a whole bunch more, right? Like caramel would also be good. But any of these options are going to play a counter to some of that bitterness to help neutralize. Now, the other thing you could do with a beer that's scary because it's too bitter is you could use a sugar rim, like our vanilla stout sugar, and just kind of like infuse it with sweetness. If you can't find something with like peanut butter or any of the flavors that I talked about. So you can be in control of this. But again, our goal is to balance out some of those extra roasty Flava Flaves. So that's how we're going to do too bitter. We're going to push sweet or salty or rich onto it. Now, the final thing that I was really intimidated by when I got into beer is something, a brew that is just a little too grainy. Now, my mom and I have had a similar intro to beer where we both find ourselves like not fond at all of that beer flavored beer aftertaste. It kind of hangs out on the back of your tongue. It only happens when you're done with your sip. That's where I felt like beer tasted like bread water and I was not into it at all. That's probably like I knew to avoid IPAs. I knew to avoid dark beers, as a stereotypical dark beer. But this too grainy really got in my way from enjoying lagers and light beers and blondes. So if this sounds like you, or maybe this sounds like a friend that you have, the best way to combat this is with a fruit, which now that I'm saying this out loud, the answer always seems to be to add fruit to beer. I'm personally a big fan of adding extra ingredients into beer. So this is me like coloring your beer opinions a little bit, but specifically the fruit, like we're not going to go with the rich fruits, the like juicy red fruits, like we did with the bitter. I want you to look for something that's a little more tangy or tart or like zippy, because our goal here is to brighten things up and really cut through that after funk flavor. So I personally think that from a beer journey point of view, grainy is the easiest of the three spookies to like overcome and acquire, because a grainy start to a beer can actually be like quite beautiful and tasty. So maybe, should I have talked about it first? Potentially, but maybe you'll remember it the most. So back to the fruits. If we're looking for something tangy and zippy that's going to brighten things up, my personal favorite two, which there's a whole bunch, but my favorite two are apricot or passion fruit. I know here in Colorado, it seems like every brewery come summertime has some kind of apricot brew. Or if you're looking for something that's like super, has great distribution, take a look at the Dry Dock Apricot Blonde. Pretty easy to find, always delicious to drink. But that's what I'm going to do to combat grainy. So just again, to recap, if you're afraid of a beer that's too hoppy, I want you to go as sweet as you can stand. If you're looking to combat something that's too bitter and you're freaked out and you're not drinking beers in that space, I want you to look for something rich and juicy or salty, like peanut butter, to kind of pair with it. And finally, if you're totally freaked out by beers that are too grainy, that give you that funky after flavor, I want you to look for zippy, bright fruits like apricot, passion fruit, citrus, stuff like that. Now, an extra bonus tip. In this episode, I think kind of how I initially planned, like how you're hearing this, is you would find a beer that already has those flavors built in, right? So like a peanut butter porter already has peanut butter in it. You don't need to like make any changes. A strawberry milkshake IPA already like mixed, so you just need to pour and go. Which, side note, always put it in a glass. That makes it a lot less scary because then you're in control and you get to like choose your vessel. But separate episode. Get back on track. For your bonus tip, if you're having a hard time finding a beer with the combinations that I suggested today, pair it with a couple of snacks to complete your balancing act. That will totally change kind of the flavors going on. And what I would suggest, which I know I've mentioned a couple episodes ago, is in order to play, try switching up your combinations and consuming two different ways. So by that, I mean, first, like take a bite of cheese and then drink the beer, like follow it with the beer. See how that feels. Like, does that make your insides happy? And then swish, swish with a little bit of water, like reset, eat a cracker, and then try it the other way. So drink the beer first and then eat the cheese. But it's just like, really, you're making your own like flavored beer for your taste buds because they don't like reset right away. That's what I would suggest. Of course, if you can find a beer that's already like pre-mixed and you don't have to worry about it, that would be my preference. But I just need you to know you're in control here. You're controlling your beer experience. There's no reason for you to be afraid. And if you are afraid of some styles that I didn't talk about today or some features that I didn't talk about today, and you need some help, like, what do I counterbalance this with on the color wheel, the flavor wheel, whatever we called it, just shoot me a message on Instagram or Facebook or an email, and I would be more than happy to point you in the right direction. But as long as you're playing around and you're pushing your comfort zone, you're seeing what makes you happy and what doesn't make you happy, I promise that spooky sensation of the unknown or what you think you don't like is just going to turn into excitement. So if you have enjoyed tasting brews along with me so far, and you've enjoyed episodes like this one, I'd invite you to hop onto our site and download the free Beer Feelings Tasting Guide. It walks you through a very similar thought process like we talked about today on how do we mix and match, but it really goes into how do we express what we like, and then how do we ask for it again in the future. So totally free. Snag yours online at beerfeelings.com/guide or through the link in the Instagram, any page on the website. This should be the easiest thing to get your hands on. But yeah, like I said, it's a tool to help you not only identify what you like, but then ask for it again in the future. So short and sweet episode today, guys. That is it. And make sure you tune in next week for a special Beer Feelings first birthday episode. We made it a year, guys, and I'm going to talk about it all next year. So I hope you tune in, invite your mom, invite your sister, invite your dad and your cousins, and invite all the people because it's going to be a great time. And we did it. We made it through a year. Yay. Like little victory. I'm imagining like you guys dancing along with me, but if you're not, that's okay. Go drink a beer and then do a little dance. But today, let's wrap things up. No matter what you are doing, I hope you guys are doing it with a great beer in hand, even if it's a little spooky, and even better people by your side. Cheers, everybody. Catch you next week.